This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And lots of things going on in the world today that we're going to have a hard time getting to. There's not enough time in the day. But support for Biden collapses. I read you in hour number one that he's down to nubs. There's nothing left. Only 37% of Democrats want to see Biden on the 2024 ticket. Only 8% of independents. Should be zero of Republicans, but there's always a few strange ones who call themselves Republican and support Biden. It's crazy. And support for Biden on Main Street among small businessmen and women, also very low. Just 34% of small business owners approve of Biden. That, you know, it's amazing, though. Who are the 34% that approve of Biden? It's got to be like strip club owners and nightclub owners. Who would own a business and be a Democrat, number one? And who would own a business and support Biden? It's one thing, you know, to say, I'm a Democrat. I can't understand it. If you own a business, you'd have to be a moron. But, a Biden supporter? How can anyone with a brain? First of all, if you run a business, you have to have a brain. Okay? I don't really know business owners that are dumb. There's no dummies owning a business. How could you own a business and be a Democrat and say, I approve of Biden? How is that even possible? So 34% approve of Biden among independents. He fell from 51% to 33%. So at the beginning of the year, when he first took office, 51% of independent small business owners supported Biden. Can you believe that? Now it's 33%. And everyone agrees it's been bad for business. And I'll tell you what, I also think the stock market is a fraud. Just like I said this about the stock market under Obama. The market goes up and everybody goes, oh, look, the economy's great. I think the economy's in shambles, just like it was under Obama. It's in shambles. But nobody knows it. Because the stock market's up. But the reason the stock market goes up is that no matter how bad the economy gets, the worse it gets, actually, the better it is for stocks. Because the worse it is, the more clear it is the Fed has to keep interest rates at zero, or perhaps negative interest rates. And the worse it is, the more that the Fed has to drop, you know, print money, and drop it from a helicopter onto Wall Street. And they all get rich. So they're rooting for the economy to do badly. So the fact that the stock market's up means nothing. Zero. There's no connection anymore between the economy on Main Street and the economy on Wall Street. I think the economy on Wall Street is going to keep going up, with all the new bad reports coming in on the economy on Main Street. But the economy on Main Street is like Obama days. A disaster, a train wreck. More and more businesses are going to be closed. I don't even know how people run a business nowadays. You know, knowing that COVID and mandates and mask mandates and vaccine mandates and, you know, first of all, and I said this today in front of the crowd at the Nevada Republican Club where I was the speaker today, and I got a standing ovation, by the way, a sustained standing ovation. Biggest crowd in the history of the club came to see me. And a standing ovation. And afterwards, long line, and sold the most books I've ever sold at any event in my entire life. Thank you, Nevada Republican Club. I love you. Thank you, Las Vegas Republicans. I love you. And I appreciate you. And every one of them came up to me and said, you speak for us. You speak what we think. But we're not allowed to say. You speak for us. And And so I'm telling you, I speak for the average Republican and the average center-right independent. And what they're seeing on the news has no representation in their life. None. None. You think Chris Cuomo understands anything about someone who owns two dry cleaners or someone who owns three gas stations? Someone owns one restaurant or two restaurants or a restaurant and a bar? He doesn't know anything about you. Wayne Root knows everything about you. Because my whole life I've been a small businessman, always, from the day I graduated college. So for 40 years, I've been a small businessman, or to be exact, 39 years. I was 21 when I graduated college. I'm 60 now. 39 years. I've been a small businessman, always with small companies, with either one employee, me, one-man army, me, or me and one person, or me and two people, or me and 10 people, or at my absolute peak, I had a sports handicapping company with about 150 employees and multiple offices around the country. So in my whole life, the most I ever have is 150 employees. And that, believe me, that's small business as well. So I've been around small business my whole life. And now I consider my radio show a business. My radio show, I'm the 99.999999% of all radio hosts, including conservative radio hosts. It's not a business for them. They show up each day, they get in front of the mic, and they do their thing. And they get paid a set salary. For me, it's a business. I'm here to make sure that all of my advertisers and sponsors make money and are successful, and that's why they stay with me forever. Do you realize I have advertisers on my local Vegas radio show that have been with me since 6 years ago, the day I started? And I have a couple of national advertisers that have been with me on and off for 6 years. So I keep people forever. And how do I do that? I make them part of my family. I take good care of them. I'm a businessman. I'm everything my grandfather ever taught me, that there's two rules in business. Rule number one is the customer is always right, and rule number two is if the customer is wrong, refer back to rule number one. A customer cannot be wrong. They're your customer. So I try and treat every single advertiser on my radio show that way, and I consider it my business. I'm in partnership with USA Radio, and I'm in partnership with 670 AM in Las Vegas. These guys are my partners, and I'm in business with them. And that's why I make the money that I do. I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a small businessman. So the polls show that nobody who makes any kind of money, who pays into the system, who works for a living, who owns a business, nobody likes or respects Biden in that category. It's so low. So low. Remember, I always think all these polls are oversampling Democrats. I'll bet you money the small business poll was oversampling Democrats. First of all, how many small business people are Democrats? Not many. Even in that article, it said most small business people are Republicans or center-right. So even the article admitted that. So, you know, when they say that there's 34% support for Biden, I think that's poppycock. It's nowhere near that. I would think it's under 10%. It's in the single digits. So I don't know who you're interviewing. I don't know which small business people you are counting as small business people. But I don't ever meet any small business person that's a Democrat. Ever. And I'll tell you what. I've never, ever meet a small business person that's white that's a Democrat. So there might be a few black ones. There might be a few Hispanic ones. And maybe they brought their politics with them. But once they open their business after 5 years, they got to become Republicans. So I just don't believe the numbers. I really don't. But I know one thing. Small business is predominantly white and overwhelmingly Republican. Well, you're telling me that Biden has 34% support. I remember when the National Federation, I think it was the National Federation of Small Business, had their annual polls. And Trump had the highest ratings in the history of their polling. And it was like 97% of all small business people love Trump. So you're telling me now 34% like Biden after the year he's just had? This year? After this year? He's put the economy in shambles. Everything he puts forth is an attack on business. He's not at 34%. So when they call that low, I call it way high. No way. Biden's not at 34% among anybody. A majority of voters think Kamala Harris not qualified for the top job. You know what this year has been for me? It's been a year of vindication. Think about this for a minute. I've been vindicated on everything I believe in. I said the election was rigged and stolen, and everybody laughed at me and mocked me, and corporate media told all the hosts don't ever say that. Thank God mine didn't at USA Radio. But corporate media, you know, Clear Channel, iHeart, Cumulus, you know, the ones that are now mandating that all their conservative talk shows have to be vaccinated. They're a bunch of frauds. bunch of frauds. They wouldn't know what the word conservative meant if it hit them in the face. And they're conservative talk radio syndicators. Amazing. They're so liberal, so big government. It's nauseating. But I know that I was never told what to say, so I just tell like it is, raw truth. And I said that the election was rigged and stolen. Well, guess what? I built a huge audience, and now polls are out, and a majority of Americans believe the election was rigged and stolen. A majority! Not a majority of Republicans. A majority of Americans believe there was massive voter fraud in the 2020 election. And, of course, I always believed that Trump was one of the great presidents in America's history. And go look at the polls. People love Trump now compared to Biden. If the election were held today, Trump would win by a monstrous 13-point landslide. I was right again. I'm always ahead of my time. The public came back to me. Open borders. How much do I harp on that one? Open borders. And guess what? I was right. All the polls show the public now believes overwhelmingly that the situation's horrible crisis, the worst crisis in history at the border, and they don't want them flowing all in. And I was against vaccine mandates when no one else thought there was a problem with them, because even a lot of conservatives listened to Trump and took the vaccine. So they didn't understand this issue. As I said in front of the crowd today, standing room only crowd, biggest crowd in the history of Las Vegas, Nevada Republican Club, and then a massive standing ovation when I was done. And what did I say to the crowd that made them so excited and happy? I said the number one issue in America other than the open border is vaccine mandates. It's here to destroy small business and business. It's here to defund the middle class. It's here to defund the police. It's here to destroy first responders. And I've seen all the polls. A majority of Americans, even though they've been vaccinated, disagree with the vaccine mandate and don't believe it makes sense and don't believe it's right. Everything I ever said, I was ahead of the crowd, but I've been vindicated, and the huge majority is on with Team Root. We'll be right back.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, a couple of great emails. Number one is from a big fan of the show named Rob. He says, Wayne, thanks for speaking up for small business. This is the toughest business environment. Supply chain issues are horrible. People are losing sales all of the time because they don't have product. One of my businesses is a printing company, and some days we don't have paper to print business cards, like Cuba. We had abundance, prosperity, and safety when Donald J. Trump was in the White House. Not so much anymore. I mean, how do you stay in business when there are no employees? None. Because Democrats made sure that they gave out enough money that all the lazy bums and welfare queens of the world got used to never working and sitting home, sleeping late, staying out late, sleeping late, watching Dr. Phil after you get up at 12 noon, and waiting for your check from the government to come. So now they've got that habit, and they don't want to go to work. Most people are not coming back to work. That's why there's this horrible employee shortage. So small business, they want to raise our taxes. There are no employees to do the job, and there is no product because the supply chain is screwed. And we're not going to have any customers because once they announce that you can't get in without a vaccine, we're going to lose 40% of our customers. Small business is being attacked from every side. This is a tragedy of epic proportions. Thank you, Rob, for the email. I also have an email from, hold on a second, I'm just trying to get my mouse to cooperate. I also have an email telling me that Adele's, this is Jed telling me, Adele's Las Vegas Strip residency has gone full freaking nutcase, nut job. It requires attendees be fully vaccinated. So I'm not vaccinated. I am not allowed to see Adele. But wait, that's not what's crazy. You got to be fully vaccinated and show proof of a negative COVID test. And, not either or, and wait, it gets better. It can't be a home COVID test. It's got to be done by a medical professional in a medical professional's office, by a healthcare provider. You explain to me how a tourist would come to Vegas. This is what tourists are going to have to do now. You going to tell me they're going to do this? Because I don't believe it. And wait, let's make sure you hear me loud and clear, Caesars. I think it's time for one of my 10,000-person rallies in front of Caesars. I want to starve you. I want to put you out of business. I want to take out Adele. I want her concert to have one person in the audience. I'm going to plan the biggest protest ever against Adele and Caesars. You can kiss my ass. And you know what tourists are going to do? Yeah, they're going to fly into Vegas with a vaccine passport and an ID, which is racist if you ask for it when you vote, but it's okay to ask for it to attend Adele's strip residency. And then while they're here, they're going to have to, in advance, before they get here, call up a Vegas doctor and get it within 48 hours, because once they land, you've got to immediately find a doctor and get a COVID test. Are you kidding me? Who can do any of this? This is the destruction of the economy. So we're going to go all the way and make sure you're destroyed. I'm going to protest Caesars, and we're going to have the world's biggest protest, and I'm going to make sure it's on the cover of media around the country. It may take 3 months to plan correctly. Maybe it'll happen in a month. I'm going to figure it out. But I'm going to take Adele and Caesars down. You stupid mother truckers. You think people are supposed to get a passport and proof of a negative COVID test from a doctor's office? Don't you realize 99% of your audience is tourists, not locals? Where are they going to get a test from a healthcare provider within 48 hours of seeing an Adele concert? Didn't they go get a vaccine because they were threatened with losing their job, their pension, their livelihood, their family, their kids won't go to school anymore? They'll be homeless in the street? So you force them to get a death jab that may kill them. And now that they've got it, you're still going to make them wear masks indoors. I guarantee you they didn't even say that. I guarantee you they all have to be masked as well. So you're going to make them wear masks. And you're going to make them go get a negative test while they've already been vaccinated with the death jab. And they go out of their way to say, both jabs. You've got to take the second jab to be considered fully vaccinated. Wait till they tell you got to take the third jab. Adele, Wayne Root is coming, baby. I'm going to drive you into disaster. You and Caesars, I'm going to knock you on your ass. Quote me. Quote me, media. Wayne Root's coming, and I'm bringing all my friends with me. How about we have 10,000 people at Caesars on the night Adele opens up? I'm going to see what I can do to make your life a living hell. Patriot VPN, the sponsor of the show, Virtual Private Network, uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices so your data and your internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Only $6.95 a month and 3 months free when you mention war for Wayne Alaroot. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Direct and straightforward.
That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
The drop in productivity in the third quarter is more significant than what was originally reported. In November, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting it was down by 5%. But according to revised data, it fell by 5.2%, making it the largest drop since 1960. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm going to get to my guest in just one second. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, talking about election fraud. I mentioned my latest Facebook tweet and Getter tweet and Parler tweet that I put out during the break. Ignorant fool Adele just killed her career. No one going to get vaxxed. And COVID test 48 hours before a concert. And kids must wear masks. You're not worth it, Adele. You're too ignorant to know your own ticket buyers. Oh, did I mention I'm going to bring 5 to 10,000 of my friends and fans to protest your show? We're going to put you out of business. Count on it. Going to chase you out of Vegas. You take your COVID vaccine passports and your COVID tests and stick them where the sun don't shine. This is going to be fun. Count on it. That's my latest post to all my hundreds of thousands of followers at all my social media sites. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty, you know them as regular sponsors of CBD on this show, which has so many wonderful applications for your health. I use it after every workout so I don't get sore anymore. But they are now the vitamin D company. Vitamin D is known as the Sunshine Company, Sunshine Vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty has been working with a group of scientists to create a patent-pending spray vitamin. 5 sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, Sons of Liberty is offering a discount of 15% off every product. When you use the code WAR15, just go to their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Just remember, go to their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. WAR15 to get 15% off. Okay, now we've got Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow, manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Hans, you're on with War. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Been too long since we talked.
Yeah, so I had a speech today in front of the Nevada Republican Club, and it was the biggest turnout in the club's history. And I talked a lot about election fraud, a lot, and about some of my ideas. And I want to hear your ideas and see if we match. I could tell you I got a standing ovation when it was done, so I know I had some good ideas that certainly Republicans agree with. So tell us about your new book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. I say that Trump won the election. It was massive fraud. It was a rigged election. Only in certain battleground states, probably all paid for by Zuckerberg of Facebook. What say you?
Well, the book is all about last year's election and all of the unanswered questions that we have about it and all of the changes in the rules done at the last moment, often illegally in violation of state laws, that changed clearly changed the outcome of the elections in many different places. I mean, we talk about what happened in Pennsylvania, what happened in Georgia, problems in Arizona, too. And keep in mind, and I'm sure you know this, last year was the culmination of what the progressive left has been trying to do for years. It's just that last year they used COVID as an excuse to do things like convince election officials and others in Nevada to mail out absentee ballots to all registered voters, which, of course, was a huge mistake since tens of thousands of ballots ended up going out all over the state to people who no longer live there and shouldn't still be on the voter registration list. So it was just
Hans, do you know that's been made permanent in Nevada? Do you know the Democrat legislature here made it permanent? Horrible, horrible. Fraud. Pure fraud made permanent.
Yeah, no, and it makes fraud easier to commit. Now, fortunately, some states went the opposite way of Nevada and actually have made things better. I mean, that's why, you know, Joe Biden and others so roundly and unfairly criticized, for example, Georgia and Texas when they passed their election reform bills in which they made good changes. I mean, the best example of that is that both states, you know, they've got good voter ID laws in place, but they only applied to in-person voting, and both Texas and Georgia extended their voter ID laws to absentee ballots, which obviously
right.
you got to do if you want to try to make it harder to commit fraud with them.
Well, let me ask you something. Here's my thing. So I said to the people at my speech today, I said, well, there's two things I can think of right off the top of my head. Number one, you should ban absentee balloting. Absentee balloting is actually fine, but I mean mail-in voting. If you're not a cripple, if you're not out of the country, there's no reason why you can't vote in person. It should
right.
be, you know, limited. But if you can't do that, voter IDs, you can match every ballot to the person, just like you would if they were voting in person. And number two, see what you think about this idea. What if we, each state should number, if you have 1 million ballots going out, they should be numbered from 1 to 1 million. So no person could copy 1,000 of them and send in 1,000 fake ballots. Only counts one time. What do you think about that idea?
No, I think that's a good idea. And by the way, your idea on limiting absentee ballots only to those who are too sick to make it to the polls, or, for example, our military folks who are out of the country, the public agrees with you, certainly in New York. I don't know if you saw this, Wayne, because it didn't get a lot of news. The media kind of ignored it. But listen, in November, this November, when we had the elections in Virginia in November, the left put two referenda on the ballot in New York. One of them to change the state to same-day voter registration rather than requiring them to register ahead of time. And second, to get rid of the fact that New York still requires an excuse to vote by absentee ballot. And you know, the public in New York, a blue state, voted both referenda down.
Wow, I did not know. Did not know. Hans, I didn't know. That's great. I'm glad you educated me, empowered me. That's good. Thank you.
So that shows that the public actually has the public has common sense about a lot of this, much more so than a lot of elected officials who are doing stupid things like changing to an all male system where you're mailing out absentee or mail in ballots to every registered voter when you know that the voter rolls are in such poor condition.
Right. And I mean, one of the other things I assume you went over in your book is you got to clean the voter rolls. How do you allow people to be on there? 100,000 dead people still on there, people who changed their address, people who moved out of state. That was the case in Las Vegas and Nevada. I'm sure it was the case in states all over the United States.
Oh, no, it certainly was. And I'm sure you saw the video that got produced by another organization, Public Interest Legal Foundation. I'm actually on the board. You know, we sent a camera crew to Nevada and had the camera crew visit the addresses of individuals who had actually voted in the elections in Nevada. And we ended up at vacant lot, an abandoned mine, a casino. I mean, all of these cases of what clearly was fraud. And, you know, election officials in Nevada had no interest in doing anything about it.
Right. No, and I heard the worst part of it all, out of all the stories, was there are certain addresses in Las Vegas where like 5,000 people voted from one single house. So you know it was massive fraud. Massive. There can't be 5,000 people in a house, obviously. I don't think I have to say that, but I just thought I'd state it just to make sure everybody understands where I'm coming from, what I mean by that. Because there's probably two people in the house. I also know somebody, by the way, and this one isn't just a rumor, isn't just an article from someone that you know someone who knows someone. I know someone who owns a house in Las Vegas, and they just bought it a year ago. And yet they had like 26 people registered at their address, and they got 26 absentee ballots. So whoever was there before them registered 26 people at their address.
Wow. Now, see, let me say something about that, because you were saying, we're talking about, and you were saying, obviously got to clean up voter rolls. There is no reason whatsoever for that to be able to happen. And let me tell you why. And this is one of the things we talk about in the book. Look, Wayne, you and I both know, what is the number one goal of county governments everywhere? It's to collect property taxes, right? That's how they pay for everything.
Sadly, yeah, that is their number one goal, yeah.
Right. But what that means is that the county tax department They know every single piece of property in a county. Why aren't election officials in Clark County, for example, when somebody registers to vote, why aren't they immediately checking with the county tax department to say, listen, is this a residential address or is this a commercial or an industrial address? Because if somebody is claiming to live at a gas station, you know that's a problem. Not only that, but if the tax department comes back and says, oh, yeah, that's a residential property, it's a single-family home, well, then the Clark County officials ought to quickly check their voter registration list and find out how many people are registered at that single-family home. And if there are 40 people registered at that single-family home, that immediately should raise a red flag, and they should immediately investigate to find out what the heck is going on. But they're not doing that. That's simple. That's easy, and they're not doing it.
All right, can you hang through the break, Hans, because I want to get to more points in your book. I want to get to more of the solutions. Can we do that when we come back?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Sure can.
Let me make sure I'm saying this right. Hans von Spakovsky. Am I saying that right?
You got it, yeah.
I must be one of the few hosts in America who gets it right, because that's not an easy name to get right. Give me credit, Hans. I'm getting it right. Spakovsky, Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. Tough name, but a good man. So that should be your ad from now on. Tough name, but a great man, Hans von Spakovsky, author of Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. When we get back, more on the massive election fraud and how we've got to fight it. This is how Democrats rig elections. This was the communist plan from day one. Rig elections, open the borders, bring in enough people, you never have to rig them again. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with our guest in just a second to talk about election fraud, Hans von Spakovsky. But I want to mention a couple things. First of all, a little housekeeping. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. I already have about 100 responses from my fans who say, let's go. Let's put Adele out of business at Caesars. Let's knock her, drive her out of town, knock her out of Caesars. That'll be the end of Adele in Las Vegas. Run her out of town. Well, last time I got 100 emails unsolicited saying, let's do it. I had 10,000 people at my rally. So each email is equal to, you know, 100 people, 200 people, 300 people. Great sign. We're off to a great start. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. You want to come pick it and strike and boycott Caesars at Adele's residency? Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If I get a good enough response, we're off to the races. We'll do it. My website, RootForAmerica.com. It's become a really cool site, a really fun site, and a really informative, empowering site. All my columns, all my opinions, all my appearances, and all my videos, all there. All my podcasts, all there. WayneRoot@gmail.com and RootForAmerica.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. He developed this new product, Z-Stack, which includes vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin, all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is the very definition of science. It's a science-based formula. Zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. It's all built around zinc. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. All you have to do is go to my website, RootForAmerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. RootForAmerica.com. Z-Stack from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. All right, back with my guest, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow, Manager of Election Law Reform Initiative at Heritage Foundation and co-author of Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. So for me, it was very simple, and I announced this to the crowd today, Hans, that I was speaking in front of. I said, look, I'm a gambler. I bet a lot of money on Trump to win the presidency. So I was watching 12 computer screens with bets coming in from all over the United States on election night. And Trump went from an underdog when the night started to, once they saw the results come in, he went to a 2-1 favorite, 4-1 favorite, 6-1 favorite, 8-1 favorite. He was running away with a landslide. All the bettors who are very smart people, because they're putting their own money on the line, so they're almost never wrong when they're betting during an election, bet Trump to an 8-1 runaway favorite to win the election. At that moment, five states announced they were stopping the voting for the night, and then when all the witnesses went home, they suddenly found a few hundred thousand votes each, all for Biden. Does that make any sense to you or anybody else?
No, but it also doesn't make any sense that they stopped counting. In fact,
they didn't stop counting, though. They didn't. They didn't. They said they would, but in the morning, they had suddenly found hundreds of thousands of new Trump votes, but I thought they were stopping. They only stopped to send everybody home, and then they started again with no witnesses in the room, right? I mean, that's obviously what happened.
Yeah, and that's one of the Texas, for example, when they passed its election reform bill, strengthened its law on election observers to make it a criminal violation of the law for election officials to throw out observers who are legally entitled to be there. And that's one of the things other states need to do to prevent that very thing from happening again in future elections. That's one of the recommendations we make.
All right, so what are the other major recommendations inside your book, which is called Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote? Give me some other major proposals.
Well, look, we have a problem which is getting worse of people who are not U.S. citizens registering and voting in states all over the country, which is illegal. But the problem is states aren't doing anything, and I can guarantee you this is certainly the case in Nevada. States aren't doing anything to actually verify that people who are registering to vote are actually U.S. citizens, and they ought to be doing that. There are a couple of things they could be doing. I mean, for example, they ought to be comparing their voter registration list with DMV records to find people who are not U.S. citizens, because in every state, you know, some states, they provide licenses to illegal aliens.
Yeah, Nevada does.
Here legally.
Hans, Nevada does.
Yeah, but they need to be checking the voter registration list against the DMV list to make sure that those aliens who got licenses didn't get registered. The other thing they ought to be doing is, and you know this, Wayne, you know, it's under federal law. You can't get welfare, federal welfare benefits, unless you're a citizen. Aliens are not entitled. State welfare agencies are the ones who administer those federal programs. And guess what? There's a federal database called the SAVE system run by DHS that every state welfare agency, including the ones in Nevada, they check that database to make sure that somebody applying for welfare is a U.S. citizen. Now,
hey, Hans, we're just on the run. We're up against a news break, and we just can't break it. Hans von Spakovsky, author of Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Lots of good ideas. Trust me, Hans, every illegal alien in the entire Las Vegas is registered to vote at DMV, and they automatically get registered when they go get their driver's license. It's automatic. That's the problem. We got to run. Hans von Spakovsky, Our Broken Elections. Get a copy of the book. Great stuff.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Mm-hmm.